Something is in the air, and it's been making everything hazy. Wildfires in the Northwest have been causing huge plumes of smoke to drift across the U.S. One person posted a question at icchange.org, wondering what exactly is in the air. KPNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Last week, Ridgeway resident Sue Hush noticed something just about everyone else on the Western Slope noticed: smoke.
The wind has come up a little bit, and so it's cleared things out quite a bit. But that morning, the San Juans had no definition at all, none. It was just solid smoke and particulate.
Even if she hadn't looked out to the horizon, she would have been alerted to the haze.
We put in some new smoke detectors over this past year, and I had the back windows open, and I opened the front door to let the dog out. And when I came back in, so much smoke came in with me that the lower smoke detector actually launched.
Seeing all the smoke around, breathing it in just like everyone else, it started to make her wonder.
I would like to know what those particulates are made out of. You know, I don't think it was just smoke. I'd like to know what else was there, you know, what would likely be carried in with the winds like that and after the fires. You know, what all's in there? What is that stuff?
I took her question to Dr. Alan Robinson.
Well, hey, Sue, great question. What's in smoke? I mean, there's a lot of particles. So these are little microscopic particles suspended in air, and then lots of other gaseous pollutants.
Robinson works at the Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and he's studied wildfire smoke and its contents.
From a chemicals perspective, it's mainly made out of a complex mixture of organic compounds, a lot of which we don't even know what their identity is. But some of them we do know, and some of them we know are hazardous to our health, so things like polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and things like that.
Without going into what a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon is, smoke is not good to breathe in.
There are strong sort of associations between a variety of health impacts, everything from premature mortality to asthma and things like that associated with breathing in fine particles. And another thing with smoke, obviously, is a lot of the studies have looked at chronic exposures, which are exposures over a long period of time. But these episodes associated with wildfires are typically, much shorter in duration, but can have very, very high pollutant concentrations.
That's why the state set out a warning last week, telling people not to exert themselves outside if they're older adults, people with heart or lung diseases, or children. That cocktail of particles and gases also has an interesting effect on climate change.
Smoke, it has a couple of different competing effects. And so particles can interact with radiation. So that's what we're worried about with the greenhouse effect, right, is that we've got radiation that's being emitted by the Earth back into space trying to cool the planet. So some of what is inside those particles is called black carbon. And so it'll absorb that outgoing long-wave radiation. But the lifetime of black carbon in the atmosphere is very short. It's a week or so. So that's different than, say, CO2, which lasts in the atmosphere for centuries or thousands of years, which is why CO2 is such a concern. So it can cause that warming. And so what offsets that is that these particles also scatter light back to space. And so it's this competition between sort of absorbing the outgoing radiation with sort of scattering the incoming.
That back and forth, that balance of keeping in heat and reflecting heat back, isn't terribly well understood. Robinson says that it leans towards warming, but each fire is different. Current models predict the West will become warmer and drier, a prime scenario for more wildfires, and that could mean more pollution. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
If you notice things in the environment, if the air from outside is setting off your fire alarm, let us know at icchange.org.